Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, welcome into another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's Wells and Tyler Florence hanging out with you. We have changed the format of the show for 2024. In the beginning of the week, we were releasing just a 30-minute episode where you guys out there send us questions at Two Dudes in a Kitchen on Instagram, and then Tyler answers them for us. And then just a couple days later, we have a celebrity or a chef, or just people we want to talk to about food, come on the show. And so today we are going to have the runner-up from the most recent season of MasterChef, Taste of America, Jennifer Mon, coming on the show. But I did want to talk about last episode, Tyler, because I thought it was so cool and so fun that we have this kind of like dual thing going on with the episodes, because that's where I learn most of the stuff from cooking, is just asking you kind of simple questions. And last week, or just a couple of days ago, we were talking about just avocados and guacamole, and you dropped so much freaking knowledge. It was so cool.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, you know, last year, first of all, congratulations on year two, by the way. I mean, what an amazing year. You know, people are starting to really walk up to me at the airport and say they're listening to the podcast. So I think we're definitely getting the message out, because it's just fun. You know, we're always just kind of hanging out in the kitchen anyway. So last year we did, I don't know how many just like recipe shows where you were asking me questions, like 4 or 5.
Yeah. Not enough, a handful, if you ask me.
I think so too. Cause like, to me, like that's always like the real fun part. And then we kind of get into quick little conversations that do go not deep, deep, but sort of like a shallow dive into something specifically, but we always run out of time.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, taking this next year and go, okay, let's just what I like to call the steak and the sizzle, right? So, yep. So first part of the week, it's going to be the steak, the meat, right? We're going to start talking about ingredients and but they're all going to be your questions, right? So listener questions, send us some information. We want to answer what you want to know. And then towards the end of the week, we'll get to the sizzle on that steak and make it taste good with some really fantastic, juicy conversation with just some fun people that hop onto the podcast. And last year, man, we had so many fun guests. It was such a good year.
Yeah. This year is going to be just as good, if not better. Get ready for a sizzle episode. With us today is someone who not only is a whiz in the kitchen, but also can help you buy a house. She has a blog where she shares her inspiration for living life beautifully. You can find recipes and tips and trends for home design and get a good taste for her Southern comfort mentality. Please welcome Southern Mama of Six, culinary and pastry chef, home decorator, and current Master Chef Taste of America runner-up, Jennifer Mon, to the show. Jennifer, how are you?
Doing well. It's a very, very busy week. I'm launching a new seasoning brand called Heritage Seasoning, and my launch event is in about 2 hours.
So wow. Oh my God.
Dealing with all the kinks of WooCommerce and wholesale pricing and all the things.
Well, congratulations. I think that's amazing. Wells had a question real fast because I'm always fascinated on the business side of all this stuff. I mean, and I want to ask you some questions on that too, because I think a lot of people who are in that prosumer space, they're making the jump from, you know, like a really great home cook into this like big commercial position. They're dying to know how to do it. So I think that might be some really good information to pass along. But Wells, you want to say something, right?
Well, I did this whole kind of preamble before you came in, and it seems like you do way too much stuff. And I think that you've got too much on your plate.
Yeah.
So let's just go through it right now.
Mother is six. Bless mother you. Of
you, right there, that should be, you should be done with it.
Yeah. You got a freaking baseball team. Congratulations.
Selling houses, doing home decor, going on TV shows, almost winning them.
Yeah. And then bragging.
And then you just dropped a little thing of like, yeah. And then I'm also like coming out with this seasoning line. Mm-hmm. At some point, something's got to give. Or what are you giving up? The kids?
Not the kids. No? They're okay. Number one.
Oh, okay. My God. Sometimes you my wife and I.
Maybe the dog. Maybe the dog.
Yeah. In order. Right. But we have three kids. One is grown and out of the nest, but we have two. They're teenagers. We have a 15-year-old son, a 16-year-old daughter. And then my wife and I, because when we met, we were like, you know, like young and single in New York City. And sometimes we sort of fantasize about just like putting paper down in the kitchen and a bowl of Cheerios and a note and kind of wishing them well in life. You know what I mean? We're going back to Manhattan.
You know what I mean? I love it.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's start the interview with your genesis story and like how you got here, because a lot of things happened to get you to this point, and I'd love to know how it all started.
Absolutely. So I have a speech communications and mass communications degree, and right outside of college, I took a job in nonprofit management, event planning, fundraising. And I did that for a long time, had a very successful career. And then I had three kids in 3 years. And my third child was born with some health issues. And so I decided to take a break, just focus on being at home. It was a wonderful period of my life where I just got to be a mom. All I had to manage was, you know, play dates, dinner on the table, you know, managing the home. You know, we all know that's a lot of hard work, but it was so joyful to me. And then a few years into that, I just felt like I was missing kind of that adult connection and having a creative outlet that was my own. And so I started a blog in 2017 and started sharing a little bit of motherhood, but really I was interested in sharing all things home. I do floral arranging. I do tablescapes. When I do a party, I like to do it, you know, full out. And then I started sharing some family recipes. And as I started renovating my home, I would share those projects with my audience. And it started as a hobby. I honestly, at that point, I didn't know that you can earn an income off of a blog. And that was before really, you know, that influencer term was kind of just getting started. And so I realized I could earn an income off of doing something that I loved, sharing inspiration in the home. And so I created a business and started offering content creation services. I am a self-taught photographer. So I started doing food photography for brands. And then just as I shared, you know, inspiration with others, I started gaining a following. And so kind of fine-tuned my brand to really focus on home design, entertaining, and recipes, holiday inspiration. And what led me to where I am today is that the recipes really began to gain popularity. And I would get questions, you know, how do I modify for this allergy or these restrictions? And I knew how to cook just from being with my grandmother, who was a mother of five, an amazing Southern cook. You know, I was in the kitchen with her as early as five, watching her, trying to help. That's where my love and passion for food came from. And so I thought, you know, here I am 40, and I'm very, very passionate about food. I'm going to enroll in culinary school. And so I did.
At 40.
Wow. Yes, I was pregnant with my sixth child. And
wow.
and just decided, you know what, I'd been thinking about it for a few years. And I thought, you know, never is a good time, right? It's just never a good time. There's always something.
I agree.
But I decided to just go for it. And I accomplished my pastry degree first. And then I completed the culinary degree. Actually, I walked just this last May. And I graduated with highest honors. I was in, you know, inducted in the Honor Society. I was on the Chancellor's list. And I only mentioned this because I was still running a business with my blog and photography services and doing real estate very much part-time, but here and there, being a mom. And my goal was I wanted to show my kids that I could walk across that stage with highest honors. I was even asked to speak at graduation. And so my 14-year-old, my 12-year-old, my 10-year-old, they got to see their mom do that. So now when we talk about their grades,
yeah, right.
I can go back to, hey, mom did it. You can do it too.
Yeah.
If we put the hard work in. And so fun story. One of my professors announced that MasterChef Live Tour was coming to our campus, and they had two adult finalists and two MasterChef Junior finalists who were taking a 6-week tour across the country. And so they were looking for volunteers to help them prep for their cooking demonstration. And so my daughter is 11, and she loves to bake. She can make stacked cakes, cookies, cake pops. She's very talented. And so I brought her along with me, and we just spent the day with these MasterChef contestants helping them prep. It was such a fun experience. And then we got to watch the cooking demonstration. And I had this little thought while I was watching. It was so fun and engaging. And I thought, maybe I could do that one day. But then never thought about it again because I'm a busy mom. My goal was to graduate, you know, and then, you know, pursue opening a restaurant. And fast forward a little bit, my daughter and I had started watching the show. We'd never watched the show before. And she asked me if she could audition for MasterChef Junior. And so I told her, of course, you know, we'll look into what that involves, you know, how to be casted, what, you know, what all that process looks like. And so when we researched how to audition for MasterChef Junior, this was last September, the casting website came up for MasterChef, the adult show. And so I decided just to, you know, I'd done some research. I'd read that sometimes 40,000 people apply. I honestly thought that I would submit this application and never hear a thing. That was my honest feeling. And so I'm a person of faith, and my husband and I prayed the night we submitted my application that the Lord would just open or close the door. And that was the night of the deadline. I submitted my application and my audition tape at 10 p.m.
The night of the deadline. Wow. Okay.
Because we found out about it so late, and they needed quite a bit of photos and, you know, a 2-minute audition tape. So I wanted to do it all professionally. And so I, you know, wanted it to be, you know, put my best foot forward. And so the crazy thing is, the next day at 1 p.m., my phone rang and it said Los Angeles. And I thought, there's just no way. There's absolutely no way. And sure enough, it was the casting department saying that they were so impressed with my application and wanted to move me forward in the process.
Mm-hmm. Or some spam call.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I really thought, you know, no one knew that I had submitted an application, but I really thought, did somebody find out and they're playing a prank on me? Is this a prank? Mm. Because this really can't be happening. But as you all know, fast forward, I left for the show. I spent 8 weeks in LA filming with the amazing, incredible crew of MasterChef. I have so much respect for so many people there, the executive producer and their entire team, and made it to the finale. And was, I guess, you know, considered second runner up there. But the fun thing is, Chef, I kind of think about you because I've looked at what you are doing, even as recent opening your new restaurant. I mean, I'm just amazed at what you're doing. But I went on MasterChef for the sole purpose. I wasn't looking for fame. I wasn't looking for notoriety. I was looking for the seed money for my restaurant because that is my entire passion for my future. It's kind of what I consider my legacy, something I want to turn over to my kids. I have three kids that will go into the culinary field, likely following my footsteps. And so what was cool is I was probably at about top 10 on the show, and I already had investors reaching out to me wanting to meet to discuss helping me fund a restaurant. And so now, fast forward, we are, you know, looking at real estate. We're looking at the design plans. We're fine tuning a lot of different details. And so I'm, even without winning the title, I'm able to pursue my dream.
That's such an inspirational story. That's so great. I think so many people are going to get so much gasoline out of that because, you know, with like I host a reality show on Food Network, and Wells and I have both been television for a long time. And so especially in this contestant driven space, which is just so risky. The reality of all this stuff is if you're not ready when the success comes, it's fleeting. And I say this to people when they win the Great Food Truck Race, which is the number one show on the Food Network every summer. We're shooting our season 17 coming up in January. It's aired in 80 countries around the world. Like, you're going to get famous for about 3 months, right? Yep. You know what I mean? And then, and if you're not ready, and when those 3 months hit, you're going to miss the cycle. And then we're on to the next season and the next cast. And then you were last season's third runner-up winner, whatever it is, right? So I just want to applaud you for like taking this opportunity for what it is, and then just putting it down when it really, really counts, when people want to know who you are, when they're looking you up, when they want to come to whatever thing that you're doing with their wallet wide open and go, okay, that looked cool on TV. Can I buy that? So I think that's a really good strategy. And you've got so much hustle in you, so much hustle. And then if you didn't know how to do it, it sounds like you figured it out, right? Like, if you needed really good pictures for your blog, instead of hiring an expensive photographer, you got a camera and you shot your own pictures, right?
Well, and that's what I'm knee deep in now as well with, you know, starting the seasoning brand and adding this as an element into my website. I've spent hours and hours, and I'm almost mad at myself now. Why aren't I hiring this out? But you know what? Today I figured it out, learned it myself, and I thought,
yeah,
all right, now I can handle the back end of a website.
Exactly. And listen, eventually you will, right? Eventually you'll get an assistant and you'll get a team and you'll get all this kind of stuff. But like, as long as you're the smartest person in the room, you're always going to win. Like, you can never be like held hostage with somebody, some, you know, tech designer who's going to, you know, try to flim flam you with fancy words. And you just, he's assuming that you don't know anything about what he's talking about, but you do. Right? He's ripping you off and you want this done tomorrow. And I know how long this takes and that kind of stuff. So good for you.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, right?
I am. Yes.
Fantastic. So, you know, back in the day, right, Paula Deen was, I haven't seen her in 10 years, But when she was on, when she was one of the biggest names in the world, sweetheart of a human being, didn't land her career all that fame, you know, that well. I mean, she definitely sort of lost her way after a while. But her restaurant in Savannah was the regional definition of Southern cooking, and it was one of the greatest meals I'd had that year. And it was so incredibly special. So I think doing something fun, obviously you've got Southern roots and Southern cooking, that's kind of your thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the idea for this restaurant, and who knows, maybe there's a listener out there that wants to give you some more money to start this. But yeah, what kind of restaurant do you want to create, or chain of restaurants you want to create?
Yeah. Yes, I'm glad you said chain, because I certainly plan to scale. In fact, I'm building the model from the beginning so we can scale. But we plan to open an elevated farm-to-table breakfast, brunch, lunch, and something that I would feel honored to have Gordon Ramsay come sit in my restaurant and eat, you know, eat a meal with me, but also something where the masses will want to come. And, you know, I'll be honest, one of my goals is to be that Southern cook like Paula Deen, where it's kind of a regional hub and people will come from all over to taste my food. And so then the second part of that, we'll probably have a three-part restaurant, and we're looking at a fine dining, small plate concept for the evening, but with some Southern flair. I also have a love for French food, and actually was accepted into the Le Cordon Bleu Paris and studied there in their advanced educational track last summer for pastry. And then I'm going back this summer to study the culinary side and get
in Paris.
In Paris.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
My favorite place on planet Earth, Paris.
Honestly, now that I've been, yes, I would agree with you. It's amazing. So I plan to go back next summer to kind of take on that culinary and just get the most education that I can. As you know, as a chef, you can just never stop learning. And I still feel like I'm like a baby for all that I want to learn and know. Mm-hmm. But that's the restaurant plan for now. And what's exciting is I've been meeting with several different investor groups, and we're almost to the point of, you know, meeting with attorneys and signing papers, but we're looking at, you know, having six locations in Arkansas in 3 to 5 years, and then going into Texas and Memphis, and then really spreading across the country. So that's my dream and goal.
Well, as a guy who owns six restaurants, do you want any advice?
Yes.
And you got any questions on that side of it?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I
ask one.
After seeing that you are in, was it Hawaii or Honolulu?
I'm in Hawaii now. Yeah. Yeah. We just opened up at the Four Seasons Hualalai a week ago.
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
Yes. I saw that. And it, from what I can see so far on your social media, it looks gorgeous. But I just was so interested in learning from you, like what it looks like to, you know, to open something that is just so far removed from what you're used to, and with new set of, you know, procedures and policies and, you know, guidelines.
Well, so it starts with management, and management starts with leadership, right? So you are the leader, right? You got to lead from the front. There can't be anything in your business that you wouldn't be willing to do, right? So that's writing a business plan, that's marketing, that's washing dishes, that's, you know, taking the trash out. So everybody in my company knows that I hands down, I'm the hardest working guy in the group. And I go months, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months without a day off.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's how hard I work. And I work that way all the time, and I don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm more than willing to like work to give one of my teammates or one of our associates some resting time. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm just cut from a different cloth. I'm tough as nails. And that's what you have to be specifically in the restaurant business, because the restaurant business is really, really hard. Like, every day you got to feed this monster, and it's open 7 days a week. Well, first of all, I would probably suggest having a 5 day schedule.
5 days.
Right. I'm going to bifurcate my thoughts really fast here. Right. But like, leadership is going to be really important. A labor model is going to be really important. And a 5 day a week schedule kind of coming out of the pandemic is not a bad philosophy. A lot of restaurants in San Francisco, we're 7 days, but a lot of restaurants in San Francisco are 5 days. And I got to tell you, when you've got your A team, to have a 7 day schedule, seven shifts. So let's just say we're just doing dinner, right? 7 nights a week. Let's say you've got, you know, 11 bodies in the kitchen. You need almost like 50 employees in the kitchen to be able to cover all those days to make sure everybody's got a day off. for 11 bodies, you need 50 employees to cover all of those shifts for 7 days, right? And also what happens is somebody gets sick, somebody gets COVID, someone's mother unfortunately passes away, somebody has a vacation. And so you're always kind of in this like deficit thing of having to plug holes. So the 5 day week schedule is not a bad opportunity. It's really not, because then your A team is on every day, right? Gotcha. You never go from an A team to a B team back to an A team on the weekends. Like you've got your A team, and your A team goes away tired, comes back rested. And then if you got like, you know, a schedule with a little fat on it in case somebody calls in sick, or unfortunately, if one of your associates just needs to leave the company, mm-hmm. either on for your reasons or their reasons, you've got somebody to cover it. So I think that's really important too. Mm-hmm. Consistency of product is going to be really important too, right? I mean, so to make sure, especially if you want to scale to do different units, like Miller and Lux Restaurant or Steakhouse, that's what we're rolling out. So we've got one in San Francisco, we got one in Hawaii, and Wells, we've got a couple of banger press releases coming out in the next 2 weeks, bro.
Not surprised. This guy doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Dude, we've got some banger press releases coming out in the next couple of weeks, man. So, but Miller and Lux is going to be our jam, right? So we've got a set menu, right? So our set menu doesn't change unless we want to just modify it. Like there's a couple of like Polynesian vibey things on the menu here in Hawaii, but for the most part, same menu as San Francisco, same menu in Hawaii, right? So then I have a corporate culinary director who masters all of our recipes, and then he just pops in and trains. And then trains and trains and trains and circles back around the trains again, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing over and over again. So same tomahawk, same cream kale, same potato puree, same green peppercorn bordelaise, same oysters. And then if we do want to change the menu seasonally, we do it across the board with the same recipe at the same time in all of our units. So everybody's going to get the same thing. So we don't kind of get in this thing where it's like the menu is a little different here and a little different there. And it gets hard to get in from a consistency standpoint. Do not walk into this thing underfunded. Don't walk into it with barely enough money to get the door open for 2 or 3 months. Make sure you've got plenty of like, and then also from a business standpoint, make sure you've got at least 51% of the business. You've got full voting rights. Like you are the present CEO of the company. If they're going to pay you to open the restaurant, make sure you get paid. That's going to be very, very important. We normally operate with a 5-10 split. So it's 5 off the top and then 10 off the bottom. Mm-hmm. And the 10 off the bottom usually kicks in after they recoup their investment. But the 5% is what you're going to live off of until that 10% kicks in. Cause that depends on the overall investment strategy. Try not to spend more than $2.5 million on anything. Mm-hmm. Try not to, right? Cause once you get into 3, 4, 5, like the restaurant at Miller and Lux in San Francisco is $12 million.
Wow.
$12 million, right? That's a different relationship. That's a different relationship, yeah. Right? That's Joe Lacob, you know, the owner of the Warriors, and he wants the best restaurant of any NBA franchise in the country, and he got it, right? Wow. And so, but with your particular restaurant, make sure you've got, and also, and you, I'm sure you know this, and so I'm sure you're going to agree when I say this, but you have to be aware if your product is commercially competitive or not.
Right.
Right. So there's a big, huge jump from going from like being a great, fabulous host and a dinner party expert mm-hmm. to running a commercial restaurant when it comes to selling food to the public, right? So you have to be aware if your food is commercially competitive or not. Hire a chef, right? Hire a chef. You can be the visionary person, but you want a banger in the kitchen that can just make sure, you know, he's there at 6 o'clock in the morning prepping. He's the one that's making sure like all that you've got a fall through. You've got a creative buddy that can execute your great ideas at scale, which is great. Yes. Right.
Yes.
And just breathe through it. And this will start to take your life over. But if you love it, like I love hospitality. I just don't think that all the TV stuff is fun. And dude, we just pitched this new show to Food Network yesterday. We had this big internal meeting with Discovery and Warner Brothers and God, I think they might take it. And so awesome. Out of everything that kind of comes our way, the most important thing that I do is keep my restaurants at a level of excellence at all time, right? So that's first leadership, second is going to be management, right? Third is going to be creativity, and then business model, business model, business model, okay?
Tyler Florence 101.
I know, I've just taken all these notes.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We're running out of time with you, but you kind of opened with something that I kind of wanted to end with, which is your seasoning brand that you're rolling out soon. So tell us about that.
So it's now available to ship all over the country. I've had orders from all over the country already, all over the state of Arkansas, Texas, Utah, California, Pennsylvania, Virginia. It's been so fun to see them come through, but it's a gift set of a all-purpose, a garlic pepper and a lemon pepper developed in my kitchen, my own recipes, and then they're blended in Arkansas. And so it's the highest quality of product. We're considering them gourmet blends. And it's something that I'm building upon. I also have a comfort mat line that is available in Williams-Sonoma. And I've just signed with a licensing group that is going to help me create a full product line of cookware and gadgets and small appliances and all of those things. And so I'm kind of moving towards, you know, I want to claim that Martha Stewart of the South.
Yeah, that's great. That's cool. Great.
And so that's one reason why I've kind of held on to the home design and the florals and the entertaining, because it's all the things that I love. And I feel like it all can still reach the people who love those things as well.
Yeah. And you can bop around the lifestyle space.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you have a restaurant, now Martha just opened up a restaurant in Vegas, but you could have this thing where I think it's the moment where the brand becomes real, where they really, really believe you, if they can walk into your restaurant and go, "That was amazing."
Yes.
That was amazing. So now tying this all together to the Southern roots, because I think there's, you know, there's, I think going to Paris and kind of learning how the masters make this kind of stuff, it's great, but tie that back into some Southern roots, right? Like I think having like a regional restaurant that feels specifically Southern, that's what I look for when I travel, especially because I'm from the South. I grew up in South Carolina. Like my radar, my foodar starts pinging hard when I drive by someplace and I'm like, you know, they got good ribs in there,
right?
Or, you know, they got good food, like ping hard.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I'm all about it. And so I think having something that you can't get somewhere else.
Right.
Although you've been to LA and you've cooked in Paris, I think bringing that back home and then really living into your Southern roots, I think that would be the thing that people would appreciate and love the most about you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Well, Jennifer Mon, thank you so much for coming on Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Was there anything that we didn't ask you about that you wanted to talk about before we let you go?
I think we covered it all. You guys are awesome. It's an honor to meet you both. I follow your journey on Instagram, and it's just, I love to see what you're doing both in the food space and also just sharing about food culture as well.
Well, this has been very inspirational on my end, because I'm realizing I'm not doing half as much stuff as I should be, because Jennifer's got more irons in the fire than anyone I've ever met. This has been really, really cool. If people want to follow you, it's Jennifer Mon on Instagram. And then what's the website?
It's jennifermon.com.
Okay. And Mon is spelled M-A-U-N-E.
I will say the only thing that I've not accomplished yet is my own show. So Tyler, I would love any advice offline from you on how that pitching went because that's the next big step for me.
Listen, I'm happy to introduce you to Food Network.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. No big deal. Yeah, but, of course.
And guys, if you guys need a host for the show,
right?
You know, you listen, I know.
I can.
And we need a great bartender. Yeah. What was that thing you did? Well, real fast on Instagram this past week. You were making a Negroni with somebody. It was like a speed Negroni round.
Yeah. So Diageo, you know, it's like Kettle One and Bullet, and you know, it's
conglomerate.
Yeah. So they have it's like a freezer door drink. So they have a Old Fashioned, a Cosmo, a espresso martini, a Negroni, and then the margarita is coming soon. And so it's just all in one bottle and they're phenomenal. And I'm a very I judge how great this restaurant's going to be on how good their Old Fashioned is from when I get to the bar, you know? And so I was like, listen, this needs to be good stuff. And so they sent me this and it's perfect for the holidays. Cause one thing that I hate when I'm hosting parties is, oh, you're the bartender on TV. Make me a fucking drink.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to actually enjoy this
fancy
party.
Bartender guy.
Yeah. Get go shake there. Some stuff up. Yeah. So they sent me this and I was like, this is great. Yeah, exactly. And they want me to, you know, dance monkey dance. And so they made this stuff and it's fantastic. So yeah, for the holidays, go check it out. It's called the Cocktail Collection. You can get it anywhere, especially Drizzly as well. So
that's right, awesome. On.
Homie, yeah. I'm gonna get you a cocktail book, man. I don't know why we're not doing this.
Yeah, I've got a million of them, but now I need to make my own.
You gotta make your own, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call. I agree.
Yeah, my 17th book is coming out next May. I did with Abrams. It was a pleasure working with them. Because I haven't done a book in a minute.
Do you know what book I want to do? I want to do the freezer door drink book because.
Yeah.
Do you know what freezer drinks are?
I sure do. Yeah, you batch them out.
Yeah,
you batch them out, you put it in the fridge, and they're good.
I have martinis for my father-in-law. I have my old fashions for me and they are phenomenal. And it's the easiest thing in the world. And I wish I just had this big, you know, cookbook for it. And I would just, anyways, that's what I want to do.
I'm going to work on that for you. You got to get
I like that idea.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer,
we'll
just keeping the love going, everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Let's all be rich.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on Two Dudes in a Kitchen. This has been very, very cool. And this was a lot of fun. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both.
Take care.
Tyler, wow. I didn't think I was ever going to meet anybody that hustled harder than you do. But I feel like you met your match.
You know, it's such an inspirational story because there's so many people, you know, that that love Food Network. And a lot of these competitions today are opened to this prosumer fan base that you know, especially on the competition reality things, they're not chefs anymore. They're like folks at home that just want to get down and have a good time and know a little something. And so I think there's a lot of people out there like her that just don't know how to put one foot in front of the other. Like they've got the ambition. They just don't quite have the ability yet. So I think hearing her story is going to light a fire up under somebody. That's for sure.
Yeah. That was a cool episode. You'll be seeing us again in just a couple of days. We'll be doing audience questions. Hit us up at Two Dudes in the Kitchen on Instagram. DM us your questions and Tyler will be answering them. Thank you guys so much. Tyler, enjoy the weekend, buddy.
Have a great weekend, brother. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.